My name is Laurel Moran, and I'm 60 years old. I work for Wendy's. I'm an assistant manager. I've been with Wendy's for 31 years. I have not gotten a raise in the last maybe 15 years. They say I'm maxed out. I have to, run the shift, the 10 hours that I'm there. I have to make sure that we follow the quality of the food safety, and also safety of the employees and our customers as well. I have to wear the manager's shirt, black pants that I have to provide myself, and non-slip resistant shoes. I am supposed to work a 50-hour work week. Sometimes I put in 55 hours, 60 hours, it depends. If a manager is sick, then I come in and I help work. Or if the restaurant is real busy, I'll stay. My schedule varies from week to week.
Okay.
Which makes it very tiring because the store manager, he put me down 1 week to close 3 days and then come back
and
open.
And when you close, you work till?
I work till about 2 in the morning.
And you, so from what time till 2 in the morning?
About from 3 to 2 in the morning.
Been for
yeah, and then he expects
days?
Me to open 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So it's like, why go home and go to bed? You might as well just stay and open up the restaurant again. Yes, we do. We have an office. There's file cabinets. There's a desk. And then, of course, the safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's cabinets where we keep our papers. Oh, yes, I forgot about the computer that I don't like. Because I'm not used to using computers. And once I get used to one program, mm-hmm. What do? They go and change it. When I first started working, you had to do everything by hand. Dinosaur age. You manually had to punch in and out on time cards. And then at the end of the night, you had to add everyone's hours on the time card. It, like now, all you have to do is put your finger on the computer and you're clocked in. It's hard. I refuse to do it. I refuse. He changes my schedule. But I guess if I had to do it, I could. You would be exhausted, but I guess you could do it. Well, we all try to work together. The crew that I work with.
Okay.
We try to be a happy family, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, which is nice. I enjoy working with the customers. I like communicating back and forth with them. There's an older man that comes. As a matter of fact, we call him Grandpa. He works at United Airlines. Yeah. His uncle used to be a Cubs player, evidently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was exciting to know about him. Mm-hmm. You find out a lot of things from different customers.
Oh, cool.
But he's our Grandpa. He comes every night, orders the same junior bacon cheeseburger. Well, being able to talk to the customers, you have to have the skill there and to also maintain your, you know, if an employee's having a bad day or a customer's having a bad day, you have to kind of make it a fun day, make it a better day, talk about something, you know, like, gee, I like your sweater that you're wearing today. You know, it makes the person feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see you're wearing a necklace today. You look really, it looks really nice on you. You know, something like that. And it puts a smile on their face. And then it kind of changes their attitude. You know, so. And it's like, you know, when a customer, too, you know, complains about their order wasn't made right and, you know, and you can see that they're having a bad day. Well, then you offer them a Frosty or a free drink, and wow, you just made their day. Yeah, I think I'm going to work until I can retire. I never dreamed that I would work 31 years at the same company. But I'm just happy where the position that I'm at.